Yeah, the sound of synthesizers, the keytar's more respectable ancestor. Ooh, you thought those synths had gone away, but actually it's a new record by a band that got rich off synths, Orchestral Maneuvers in the Dark. Remember OMD? It's not just a revival. Listen to who they've got singing with them on this track. Queen of Soul is in the house. Aretha Franklin with OMD. Here to explain how this came to be is Stephen Thompson of the NPR Music website. Hey, Stephen.
Hey, how's it going, Mike?
What is going on here?
This was the song of the day on the NPR website earlier this past week, and it is from the first Orchestral Maneuvers in the Dark record in 14 years. Obviously, they're sampling Aretha Franklin. It's sort of what you'd call a mashup of a 1967 song by Aretha Franklin with a 1980 song by OMD. And so they've sort of smashed them together to make this gigantic sort of dance floor filler.
I think it helps both of them a little bit, don't you?
I think so. I think that it sort of takes classic Aretha Franklin and, you know, sort of gives it a little bit of a dancier vibe. And also, obviously, you have the gravitas of Aretha Franklin on this kind of light and airy synth pop band.
All right, Stephen. You also feature a cover song, and it's a Tom Waits cover. And by the way, you're not a musician until you do a Tom Waits cover, right?
They give it to you with the handbook.
Right. Let's hear the original Tom Waits song, Long Way Home.
Forgive me, pretty baby, but I always take the long way home.
That's the gravelly Tom that we know. And here now, the duo Mates of State, their take. Mates of State is upbeat, Tom Waits ain't, so maybe that would be a bad pairing, but it works well here. Why?
I think it works great, and I know there are Tom Waits fans who it was like chewing nails listening to Mates of State cover the song with this, yeah, 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 yeah.
And chewing nails is what Tom Waits sounds like. Spitting them, gargling them, yeah.
What's interesting, though, is if you listen to the songs together, philosophically, I think it's a perfect match for Mates of State. Just this unrelentingly cheerful band with kind of an undercurrent of melancholy that makes the cheer feel kind of hard won.
Yeah, that's it. I think we've stumbled on it. Waits is almost unrelentingly morose, but with glimpses of hope.
Right.
They're the inverse.
Right, exactly.
Yes.
And so they are the inversion of Tom Waits, and I think both are well served. A massively polarizing song.
Yeah.
You know, the reader reaction on the website was either, oh, it's so heartfelt and uplifting, or it's just people who just can't believe that they were assaulted with the existence of this cover.
What are you doing to my Waits? I like the sea shanties. That is Mates of State with their version of Tom Waits' Long Way Home, and my guest is Stephen Thompson. He comes in from time to time. He curates the Song of the Day feature on nprmusic.org. So what's up next?
All right, well, what's next is a hairpin turn from Mates of State. It's a sort of a cranky ethnomusicologist by the name of Lloyd Miller, working with an acid jazz group from the UK called the Heliocentrics, and the song is called Spirit Jazz.
So what makes musicologist Lloyd Miller, why do you describe him as cranky?
Well, he's sort of known in the jazz world as kind of a difficult guy. You know, he's known for writing this fairly well-publicized screed against modern music. And he's an expert in all this world music. He's an expert in Iranian music. And so he's working with this group called the Heliocentric that has also done these kind of fusions of jazz music and world music.
Mm-hmm.
And so I found this piece sort of hypnotically enveloping, and I love that we featured it.
Spirit Jazz by Lloyd Miller and the Heliocentrics. And finally, Stephen, we have a new track from the band Blonde Redhead. Now, for you, those of you scoring at home, this is not for non-blondes. This is not Blondie. This is not Concrete Blonde. I don't know why all the bands like to put blonde in the name. This is Blonde Redhead. Tell me about them and the song we're going to hear.
Okay. Blonde Redhead is kind of a downtown New York art rock band. When they started out, they were very, very, very reminiscent of Sonic Youth. Now they've gotten a lot sweeter, and this particular song, which I love, is called My Plants Are Dead.
Well, that does sound sweet, unless you're the plants.
That's right.
Let's listen. Why'd you choose this one as a song of the day?
I think it's really beautiful and very sad. I love the kind of haunting, that very Cure style rumble underneath it is very sweet sounding. But I like the fact that as much as it's kind of this cool, arty, detached, you know, downtown band, there's a lot going on in this song about loneliness and separation and alienation that I think the song captures really well. And if people who love a newer band like The XX, I think would be very well served checking out a more veteran band doing a lot of the same kind of stuff.
Also people who hate plants.
And also people who hate plants.
And that is Stephen Thompson. He's the curator of the Song of the Day feature on nprmusic.org. Check in every weekday for a new song. Stephen, thank you.
Thank you so much for having me, Mike.
Awesome. And for Sunday, that's All Things Considered from NPR News. If you missed either of this weekend's shows, fear not. We're now podcasting the best stuff. Go to npr.org/weekendATC. I'm Mike Pesca. Guy Raz will be back next weekend. Thanks for listening and have a great night.